Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start or grow your business. This is your host and success coach, Trina Newby, broadcasting to you live this Monday, April 2nd, 2012. And as always, ladies, I want to bring you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. Well, I want to thank all of you for your emails and questions regarding our hot topic on last Monday, 8 ways to systematize your business. Again, creating a system prior to implementing an idea or project will help you to decrease procrastination, and it will also help you to stay focused and stay organized. So for those of you that missed last week's show, make sure you go to SuccessfulWomanRadio.com and click on the link Archives in the top gray menu bar. And, of course, there you can listen to last Monday's show and all of the shows for this week. While we still have people tuning in by telephone and also via the web, I just want to go ahead and give you guys a lineup of what you can expect from the show today. Well, we're going to give you, the businesswoman, a chance to promote your business on Successful Woman Radio today. Do you have a product or service that you'd like to share? Would you like to introduce your fan page or your website to us? How about just sharing what you do or what's happening with your business this month? So get ready to press star 1 on your phone keypad in a little bit, and you'll be able to take 30 seconds to share with us exactly what you do and how your business can help us. We'll be doing that in just a little bit. We're going to share with you happenings at Women About Biz. We've got a great teleclass coming up. We've got coaching, our April group coaching coming up, so we want to let you know about that. We also want to share with you our hot topic and theme for this April, and that is the power of choices. The power of choices. You know, I have been reading some fantastic books over this last month or so, and they have been helping me to make better choices about the direction of my life and my business and how I want to interact with all of those that are around me and that I know. And it brought me to just some really deep thinking about choices and how important choices really are. And so I chose the theme because we're going to dig deep this month on really making, how to make wise decisions, how to make better choices for ourselves. And, of course, we're going to kickstart that off today with talking specifically about the overall theme, the power of choices. And then we're going to wrap it up with our inspiration for the week. So don't hang up that phone or don't switch that screen. Stay tuned because we've got some great stuff coming. At this time, we always ask for a special blessing through our callers and those who are tuning in. So if you're on your phone, we ask you to flash over and give at least one person a call, a female who you know needs encouragement, she needs to hear something inspiring, she needs motivation and support to move forward. Go ahead and give her a call and tell her to dial into Successful Woman Radio. She can dial into 347-637-2589. Again, tell her to dial into 347-637-2589. Now, if you're listening online, of course you know what to do. Get on your Twitter and your Facebook accounts and your LinkedIn and suggest the show to your friends. You can also have them to dial in by going to 347-637-2589 or you can have them to just go into the URL space and type in blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio. Again, they can go to blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio. And, of course, At the convenience of your desktop, your laptop, or even your iPad or notepad, you can listen to the show by utilizing that URL, blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio. It is 12:05 after the hour, and for those of you that have just tuned in, hello. This is Trina Newby, your host and success coach with Successful Woman Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's show. I want to do something a little bit different today, and that is I want to give you some inspiration early on in the show. So right after this musical introduction, you're going to get some inspiration to help you set the pace for this week and also to help you understand what today's show is all about. Of course, you've heard of the word, you've heard what this word can do in your life, and of course, you have made some choices. You've made some choices that have enhanced your life, and you've made some choices that have taken away from your life. But today, I want you to focus specifically on choices that you make each and every day. I want you to think about how these choices can impact your life, and it can impact your children's lives and all of those who are around you. Choices are so powerful. And so for this week, I want you to realize that you have power. You have the power to choose to move in the right direction for your life. And today, you're going to be receiving some incredible information about how to make good choices. You're going to receive information about how to take control of your life and how to make a decision today, a choice today that can positively change your life forever. So I want you to embrace the word choice today, ladies. I want you to embrace it, and I want you to just realize that you cannot move forward in your life without realizing the importance of the choices that you make in your life. And as we move on to the show and talk about that hot topic a little bit later on, you're going to see just that. So at the end of the show, I'm going to give you, again, another positive and inspirational quote to carry with you throughout the week about choice. So remember, I want you to embrace the power of choice, and I want you to have an open mind about choice, because it is all about the power of choice today. What you choose to do after you listen to this show today is going to change your life, or you're going to just continue to stand still and listen to some of the great tips on the show but do nothing. So I hope that you choose the earlier choice. I hope that you choose to listen to the show, listen to what has been given to you today, and I hope that you choose to take positive action in your life, not tomorrow, but today, not in 5 hours, but this hour. Again, for those of you that have just tuned in, you are listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show, and I am your host and success coach, Trina Newby. Well, we've got great things going on at Women About Biz, and I want to share with you some of the happenings that are going on. First of all, you definitely want to mark your calendar for our group coaching for April, because it is all about developing your daily operation system. That's right. If you don't have a system, it's very, very difficult to move from day to day and know what to do or how to do it, because you really haven't planned, you really haven't executed clarity in your business. What makes franchises, for example, so successful is that they are system operated. Having a structured and consistent way that you operate your business on a daily basis will not only help you to be more efficient, but it can also drive your sales and give you more clarity on your business task at hand. So, ladies, I want you to mark your calendar for Thursday, April 12th at 7:30 p.m. for Session 1 and Thursday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m. for Session 2. I want to encourage all of those who are listening today to consider being a part of our group coaching session. So very, very important because it can take you and move you to a whole nother level this month. Remember, coaching is all about empowering you to discover new ways, to grow your business, to grow yourself, to move to a better career. Here's what you're going to learn in the group coaching sessions for April: how to identify what the important tasks are in your business. You'll be learning 5 ways to be more efficient as a CEO of your company. You're going to learn how to develop your daily operations system. You're going to build your power team, and then you're going to learn how to measure your results. So for those of you that have been experiencing feeling overwhelmed and not knowing every day what you should be doing to make your business to grow, or you're just feeling like you're your own boss, but who's guiding you? You feel like you need some support, somebody to hold your hand and guide you through on a daily basis of what you're supposed to be doing. Well, that is all about your operation system. So if that sounds like something that you are dealing with right now, then you definitely need to register for the April group coaching sessions, again, which will be Thursday, April 12th at session number 1, and Thursday, April 26th, session number 2. Now, as a buzz to you, remember, if you are a gold member at Women About Biz, which is only $39 monthly, $1.30 a day, you are automatically able to register for the group coaching at no additional cost. And again, group coaching is valued, can be valued anywhere between $150 and $500 monthly. And of course, at Women About Biz, group coaching is just so powerful because we really give you the information and we really serve as a support for you. And we're there for you each step of the way during the group coaching sessions to help you to make it happen. So I encourage you to register for those 2 group coaching sessions. Then you also want to mark your calendar for Wednesday, April 18th at 12 noon. We've got Running Your Business Solo, Making It Happen When It's Just You. You know, for many businesswomen, multitasking and running their small business by themselves, of course, it's nothing new. However, the challenges of today's businesswoman are many, and managing your business, especially when you don't have the funds to hire help, it can, quite frankly, become a huge obstacle. So what's the woman to do? Well, you've got to know how to properly run that business on a solo basis. So in this teleclass, you'll learn the importance of a daily operations plan, a strategic plan, ahead of time planning, setting milestones, and the all-time most important thing, your cash flow evaluation. So you're going to learn about those things in the Running Your Business Solo teleclass. So as you can see, the April group coaching and our Lunch and Learn teleclass for this month is all about developing that system. It's all about helping you to gain clarity, better productivity, helping you to accomplish your business goals and dreams. That's what it's all about, ladies. It's about making sure that you have the knowledge to move forward in life. And so that is why we chose the hot topic today, the power of choices, because after you listen to that, you're going to realize that, wow, I now realize that I cannot move forward another hour or another day without making sure that I pay close attention to how I am making my choices. Now, to register for our group coaching or to register for the Running Your Business Solo, which is a free teleclass, please visit womenaboutbiz.com. That's women, WomenAboutBiz, as in zebra.com, womenaboutbiz.com. Click on the word events in the top right menu bar and register online. Of course, you'll receive confirmation along with the conference phone number and PIN code to gain access to those particular happenings at Women About Biz. Well, listen, I have a question for you, ladies. Have you been joy tampering? What did you do this past weekend to make yourself joyful? What did you do this past weekend to bring joy into your heart? You know, if you will remember, for those of you who are listeners frequently, at the beginning of this year, I made a promise to you. I made a pact, a vow to you, and that was that I was going to encourage you to embrace joy pampering in your life, and I was going to encourage you to embrace the no excuses rule, and that I would mention it on every single show. Why? Because if you hear it enough, you may not act on it today, but if you hear it next Monday and the Monday after next, if you hear it for 52 Mondays, at some point I am praying and hoping that you take advantage of these techniques that you have the power to put in place. So, ladies, did you get a chance to do some joy pampering? Remember, it's your responsibility to receive and bring joy into your life each and every day. Simply take 15 minutes of your day to do something that makes you smile, makes you appreciate life, makes you have that warm, fuzzy feeling of satisfaction and contentment. Remember, joy pampering is a deliberate act of experiencing emotions of well-being, happiness, and satisfaction. And guess what? You have the power to make it happen. Don't depend on other people to make you have joy. Have joy because you, guess what? You choose to have the joy in your life. And I'll follow up with no excuses because I've had some people to email me and they have been thanking me for the no excuse policy and saying, Trina, you know, I made a decision to go ahead and embrace the no excuse policy and I see what you mean. You know, each and every day last week, I had to really bring out the no excuses rule for myself. I don't know. You know, sometimes as women, we just kind of get in a slump and we get in a procrastinative mode. We get overwhelmed. And so I had to back up a little bit. And I had to, you know, practice what I preach. And that is, I had to embrace that no excuses rule. So exactly what is the no excuses rule? Well, it means that regardless of the challenges, the obstacles, and frustrations that might come your way, you'll commit to finding a solution and move forward in your life and business. In other words, you're not going to put up with yourself and all of the things that you could say as to why you aren't doing something, and you're not going to put up with people and environments around you causing you to feel like you can't do things. There is absolutely no excuses why you can't have a six-figure income this year. I am positive of that fact. And there is absolutely no reason why you cannot accomplish some of your dreams and goals this year. It is already April, ladies. Can you believe it? It is already April. We are in the fourth month of the year. And so we have to be careful not to allow the months to just roll by without conscious thinking, without making sure that we have a strategy, a system in place, without really paying attention to the fact that we want to make six figures this year, that we want to move ourselves to a whole nother level this year. And it's not going to happen by us just sitting and listening at this show or by reading books alone. It is going to happen when you make a choice, which is what we'll be talking about a little bit later on, when you make a choice to take action in your life. And so, again, I want to encourage you wholeheartedly to embrace the no excuse rule. Now, you can go to successfulwomanradio.com and you can see the no excuses rule by clicking on our blog on successfulwomanradio.com. And so, again, you can see it right there on the website if you need to look at the rules and how to embrace no excuses. It is 12:19 after the hour, and at this time, I want to give all of you wonderful ladies the opportunity to introduce yourself and to literally let us know who you are, what city you're calling from, what you do. You know, again, as I said earlier, maybe you have a product or a service to share. Maybe you would like to introduce your website or your fan page. How about just sharing what you do? Give your 30-second intro. So at this time, I'm asking all of those who would like to promote their business, who want that opportunity and know what it means to take advantage of an opportunity, to press star 1 on your phone keypad now. Press star 1 on your phone keypad now, and we will be able to go ahead and unmute your phone and allow you to go ahead and introduce yourself and let us know who you are and what you do. I see that we have someone on line 9418. Line 9418. Caller, you are live. Give us your name and the city you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Sheena Wallace, and I'm calling from Tequila, Georgia.
Wonderful. How are you today, Sheena?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Trina?
I'm doing fine. Well, Sheena, tell us what's new at your business. What would you like to share with us today?
Well, I do Color Me Beautiful skincare and cosmetics, and it features Lori Roberts. I carry the Adrienne Arpels line, Gail Heyman, Pay LaBelle, and Interface. My website, I would like to share, is www.colormedirect.com/Sheena, and that is colormedirect.com/Sheena.
Wonderful. So that's colormedirect.com/Sheena, Sheena.
Yes.
Wonderful. And Sheena, this is a good time for you this year, I know, because you've got proms coming up, you've got weddings, you've got so many different things coming up during the April and spring season. So this is a great time for you to talk about your makeup and all the different wonderful cosmetic products that you represent. So thank you so much for sharing Color Me Beautiful on SuccessfulWomanRadio.com. And please continue to listen to the show.
I will. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to do so.
Okay, wonderful. And again, ladies, that was Sheena, and she would like you to go to her website, colormedirect.com/Sheena. Wonderful. Sheena, if you're still on the air, go ahead and give us your phone number also, so for those ladies that want to connect with you directly, they can.
Okay. My phone number is 678-524-9418. And we have some great specials for now.
Wonderful. Yes, 678-524-9418. And so, ladies, remember, when you hear other women introducing themselves, you may not need their products or services now, but wouldn't it be great to call them and introduce yourself, and then the two of you can share what one another do and how you can connect with each other on the Women About Biz social network, how you can connect with each other via phone and offline. So, again, this is a great opportunity. Again, thank you so much, Sheena. Next, we have someone who is on 5578, the last four of your phone is 5578. You're live on the air. Give us your name and the city you're calling.
Well, hello, Trina. It's Tina Gray, Stone Mountain, Georgia. How are you? Hello, ladies.
I'm fine. Hi, Tina. How's it going?
Oh, it's wonderful. Just got back from a wedding in Huntsville this weekend, and just to see my nieces and nephews after so many years, it really was a blessing, if nothing else.
Wonderful.
So God is good. That's all I can say.
Yes, He is. So, Tina, what wonderful information do you have to share with us about your business today?
Well, it's funny. I was working on my newsletter, and I was promoting the database and Constant Contact newsletter, and you mentioned it last week on the conference call.
Mm-hmm.
And you also shared with us about, you know, how we can't afford to do something sometimes when we have to get garage sales or whatever. So I have basically, my business is a virtual assistant. I provide administrative support to my clients. And my promotion this month that I'm launching tomorrow is building a database and a constant contact to promote your business. And I know funds are sometimes not as available as others, so I wanted to offer barter situations to your clients. Specifically, I want to start with Shayna because my daughter is going to prom, and she was asking me for a makeup artist. So I don't know if Shayna does that or not, but I'll call her about that.
Okay, wonderful. And so, Tina, you are a virtual assistant. You can help people with their administrative projects. You can help them with their constant contact, their email campaigns, that type of thing.
Yes, ma'am.
Give us your phone number so that people can connect with you.
Okay, my my website is Great Expectations. That's G-R-A-Y-T. Expectations, expectations.com.
Okay.
Great
okay.
Expectations. My telephone number is 404-213-9185.
Okay.
404-213-9185. I got that
from
your calls, so thank you.
Wonderful. Okay, and then, of course, you are willing to also possibly barter, depending on what another person's services or products might be, to help one another out. Wonderful.
Yes.
Well, you know, I'm all about bartering, but I'm also about giving discounts and different things as well. And so, ladies, we have to remember, if we have the cash, it's good to pay the cash, but if we can barter, then let's barter. So, Tina, thank you so much for listening to the show and supporting Women About Biz. And, of course, I'm going to be talking to you later anyway, but I just love your energy. You're enthusiastic, and I appreciate you sharing that you're willing to bother. Thanks again, Tina.
Thank you for everything, Tina.
Okay. Next we have caller online 3287. The last four of your phone numbers, 3287. You are live. Give us your name and the city you're calling from, please.
Yes, this is Sandra Brown from Lithia Springs, Georgia.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. And what would you like to share with us today?
Well, I would like to share, first of all, the great weekend that I had. I didn't go pamper myself, but I did attend my niece's 22nd birthday party at a nightclub here, and I'm very proud of her because she's one of the few young ladies that I know in my life who heeds advice very well, and she so far has gone on ahead and is about to complete her cosmetology license, and she's also prepaid all of her monthly bills all the way up until the month of July.
Wow, that is fantastic for a young woman to do that. So in keeping with the theme of the show today, it sounds like she's making good choices that are going to set her up for success.
Yes.
Wonderful, wonderful. And Sandra, what business are you in? What can you share with us about your business today?
My business is a home accessory business. It's called The Little Details, and it's at www.the-little-details.com. And we do handcrafted home accessories like napkin rings, serving trays, things of that nature, just stuff to help complement your home decor.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. So home accessories, the little details. And I want to make sure that I have your website correctly. Was that the letter D?
The T-H-E hyphen.
Okay.
Little hyphen details, details.com.
Okay, wonderful. So again, ladies, that's the-little-details.com. And Sandra, what is your phone number?
The direct number is 770-485-3287. And there's also a toll-free number of 1-888-742-8175.
8175. Okay, so ladies, you can reach Sandra at 770-485-3287 or 888-742-8175. Well, Sandra, thank you so much for listening to Successful Woman Radio, and I hope that you've marked it on your calendar for every Monday and you continue to listen to the show.
Oh, yes, I will.
Okay, wonderful. Next, we have a caller on line 0833, line 0833. You are live on the Successful Woman Radio Show. Your name and city you're calling from, please.
Hi, Sabrina. It's Teresa Wright Johnson, and I'm
Teresa.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Congratulations on your new marriage.
Thank you, thank you. I was calling, and I'm very excited about the show today. I actually forwarded it to several women and even just texted a few. It's very exciting to hear the information over again because sometimes, like you said, we do fall short. So to hear it over and over sometimes
mm-hmm.
is beneficial to keep you on track.
Absolutely. And, Teresa, share with us what's happening new with your business. Tell us what's going on.
My business is Mommy Care, Inc., and we specialize in motherhood, balance, and work-at-home opportunities for women. And currently
uh-huh.
I have a special going on for our Making Money Out of the Box seminar, which we
uh-huh.
teach women about different work-at-home opportunities, whether it be your small business or work-at-home opportunities in customer service, data entry, mystery shopping, and merchandising. And you can find
okay.
out more information about our service here at Mommy Care, Inc., well, I'm sorry, mommycare.biz. So that's mommycare.biz.
Okay, so that's mommycare.biz. And, ladies, this again is Teresa Wright Johnson. And, Teresa, go ahead and give the ladies your phone number if they want to directly connect with you.
My number is 678-499-0833.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mhm. Okay, lady, 678-499-0833. Teresa, thank you so much for sharing with us today. And I want to thank all of the ladies. I want to thank Sheena, Tina Gray, Sandra Brown, and Teresa. I want to thank you all for sharing today and letting us know what you do. Now, ladies, again, as you heard, these ladies gave their phone numbers. So this is how we network. This is how we connect with one another and build relationships. Even on the air, on the show, you can call these ladies and introduce yourself, learn a little bit more about their business, share about what you do, and also build that relationship, connect with each other on the Women About Biz Connect social network. And so, again, I want to thank all of you for just standing bold and taking that opportunity to introduce yourselves and your business. Ladies, I want you to always be prepared to introduce your business and share new things that are happening with your company on the Successful Woman Radio Show. That way, if you're prepared and you're writing things down and you're keeping up with it, when you get this opportunity, you'll be able to, again, share with us and we'll be able to connect with you. So, again, thank you, ladies. It is 12:32 after the hour, and you are listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. Well, ladies, before the hot topic, it's still not too late to call another woman, flash over on the second line, and call another woman and say, hey, what are you doing? You got 15, 20 minutes? You need to dial into the Successful Woman Radio Show. Trina is getting ready to talk about the power of choice, and we both need to hear this. Have her to dial into 347-637-2589. As Teresa shared, she's emailed or texted a few friends, so you can do that as well. Or if you're online listening, go ahead and go to those social networks and pop it out there and put the dial-in phone number, 347-637-2589. It's all about sharing, caring, and helping one another at Successful Woman Radio. I want to just mention again for those of you that have been visiting Women About Biz over the years, we did separate the Successful Woman Radio Show's website, and it is on successfulwomanradio.com, spelled all the way out, successfulwomanradioagain.com. So what I'm asking everyone who's listening to the show today to do is to go to successfulwomanradio.com. And over in the right-hand column, you will see our sign-up box for you to get notices and different things that are going on. We're asking that you go ahead and also sign up for that e-newsletter because it's a separate list We want your permission because we're going to be giving prizes in the emails that we send out, as well as prizes on the show, and we're going to be doing other special offerings that are just for you to help you to be successful. So I'm asking that you register separately from the Women About This website on Successful Woman Radio. And if you can email a couple of your girlfriends or other business associates that you know, the link to the SuccessfulWomanRadioShows.com site, I would appreciate that as well. Again, it's always my goal to bless you with information, resources, tips, ways to really be successful, and then reciprocating that you bless me so much when you share the show with a lot of other people because it helps us both. And so, again, I thank you for that in advance. For those of you, I see we have more people, a few more people tuning in. Thank you so much, and welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show. Well, ladies, we're getting ready to talk about a topic that's dear to my heart. And I mean, this year, 2012, I have embraced the powerful goal that I will cross the $250,000 mark this year. That's my goal. And my goal for helping you is to continuously give you the resources, the know-how, all of the information that I can to motivate you and inspire you and encourage you to embrace that goal of having a six-figure income for yourself this year as well. And so one of the things that I have been doing is I'm an avid reader. I love books. And here's why I think it's so important to read books. Because the people who write these great books on self-help, personal development, you know, different things that different books that we get that can help us, they often have 10, 20, 30, 40 years of experience. So you can imagine that if you read 12 books a year, that's one book a month, and the authors of those books have, let's say, 10 years of experience, you, over a period of a year, will have gained 120 years of wisdom, 120 years of knowledge just by reading one book on a monthly basis. Now, can you imagine what would happen if you read one book per week? One book per week. That would just really blow the amount of learning curve and knowledge. That would just take it to a whole other level. Not to say that reading one book a month won't do it, but wow, one book a week would really make it happen for you. So I am at the one book per week, and actually I'm pretty much at 1 to 3 books per week because I read books like I flip channels on a television. I might have in my Kindle, I may have 3 or 4 books bookmarked at different levels and different places, and I am able to just go to them just like on a television screen and read the different books, and it has helped me. One such book that I ran across, and I actually had the chance to correspond and talk with the author, M.J. DeMarco, he wrote the book, The Millionaire's Fast Lane. Okay, again, the name of the book is The Millionaire's Fast Lane. And ladies, let me just tell you, the book, the title is a hot topic, and it's an exciting topic, but it may disappoint you at first until you realize just how powerful the information is. In his book, he basically is sharing with you what I consider the right mindset to have about wealth and how to accomplish and how to achieve wealth, which is so very, very important. And one of the most powerful things that he said that you know, I really caught on to this weekend, he has two terms, action fakers and action takers. Action fakers, he said, are individuals that are busy being busy. They seem to always be busy, but at the end of the day, they haven't accomplished anything. They don't have anything to show for all of that busyness. Perhaps the busyness may the individual feel more comfortable and like they were getting ready to accomplish something, it relieved their mind and made them feel like they were moving forward, but in actuality it doesn't. And so we have to remember not to be action fakers. We have to remember that if we're going to create a goal and we're going to add tasks to that goal, that we have to carry it all the way through, or else we are action fakers, and nobody wants to be that. The other one is, are you an action taker, okay? An action taker is someone who is a person of their word. They take action, they work a project or whatever the goal is from the beginning to the end, and they finish it. They're not so much concerned with always having a positive outcome as they are having a positive action, that they have moved forward with whatever they said they were going to do. They are action takers. And it is MJ DeMarco's belief, and I believe it, and so many others, Wayne Dyer, so many other personal development and self-help experts believe that if you are an action taker, that you are going to see positive changes in your life. And so it is with my privilege today and my honor to bring to you a topic that is so dear to my heart, and that is the power of choices. Ladies, did you know the choices you make each and every day will either take you closer or further away from your success and reaching your potential? Now, for a clear definition and so that we're all on the same page, a choice simply means to take control or use your power in choosing a particular direction. Choice can help you to discover your purpose in life, and if applied properly, it can help you to be many things. It can help you to lose or gain weight. It can make you wealthy. It can help you to have a healthy physical life, mental life. It can help you to be successful. It can help you to break negative habits, create successful businesses, and oh, so much more. So, you know, we hear the word choice, but as women who are daring to dream and who are daring to reach six figures this year, and who are daring to take control of their lives, choice means everything, and it is. So how do you know when you're making the right choices? Well, when a woman makes clear and direct choices, she gains control of her life, and it begins to take shape, and it takes on a whole new positive direction. For example, you make the right choices when you have, number one, a vision of what you would like to experience in life, business relationships, and your physical and mental health. Listen, when you sit and procrastinate and do absolutely nothing about developing your vision and then ensuring that you have set different goals and things to support that vision, when you choose not to do anything about it, ladies, don't you know you are choosing to fail in life? Do you not know that you are choosing, you're choosing to go down the wrong road? So listen, this is why choice is so powerful. You make the right choice, number two, when you have created those goals to support your vision, to help that vision go in the right direction. You make the right choices, number three, when you surround yourself with positive thinking people that support you rather than discourage you. Now, we have talked about toxic relationships before on the show, and I'm sure that at some point this year we're going to get into toxic relationships again. But for the purpose of this show, let me just say this, ladies. Having a relationship, whether it's with a man, your husband, or your significant other, or whether it is a female friend or an associate, having that relationship that is not enhancing your life, or it makes you feel bad every time you are around that person, or it's not adding value to your life, or you're feeling in some way you're being misused or abused, or you're feeling like you're being mistreated or not respected, guess what? You have to make a choice, because if you stay stagnant and procrastinate and just let it happen, then guess what? It is going to lead you down a road where you begin to doubt yourself, where you begin to think negative thoughts, the procrastination begins to set on, and before you know it, 10 or 15 years can pass by and you're in a rut, all because you did not make the right choice. So we have to make the right choices, and this particular choice is about surrounding yourself with positive thinking people that support you rather than discourage you. Let's move on to number 4. You make the right choices when you realize that you must ask for help from someone who has the experience to guide you in the right direction. Again, I will continuously say this because I live in testimony of it. You cannot be successful by yourself. In other words, it's your dreams, it's your goals, but if you're going to be a magnificent leader, if you're going to be a great leader and take your business or your project to the next level, you've got to have people who know more than you to help you get there. We don't know everything there is to know about creating our businesses successfully. We don't know everything there is to know about, you know, a successful relationship or moving forward with your dreams and your goals or how to get yourself from one state to the next. We don't always know everything there is to know about that. But if we just stay stagnant and just stand there, right, and do nothing and think that we know everything or we gain a cocky attitude, guess what? It's not going to happen for us. And so, again, number 4 is you must realize and ask for help from someone who has the experience to guide you in the right direction. Here's number 5. You make the right choices when you develop positive habits that will serve to support your choices. I'm reading another book right now, and I'll share that information with you next Monday, but I'm reading a book by Charles Duhigg called The Power of Habit, The Power of Habit, Why We Do What We Do, and it's another good book that I am reading. It's so interesting. I can't put it down, and, you know, everything that we do on a daily basis, pretty much, we may not realize it, but we're moving like a computer. We're automated. When you develop a habit, it's because it helps you to automate your life so that you don't have to continuously remember or go over the steps, the how-to steps of how to do it each and every time. For example, when you brush your teeth, it should be a habit. It's an automatic habit. You don't have to stand in front of the mirror and say to yourself, okay, now, identify the toothpaste and pick it up and put it in your left hand. Take your right hand, identify the toothbrush, which is green that has these little bristles, plastic bristles sticking out of it. You don't have to do all of that. You are automated. Once you learn how to brush your teeth as a child, it became an automated process for you and it became a habit. Well, habits are just that. They are automated processes which allow us to be functional in life. But some habits can be negative habits that cause us to be, guess what, dysfunctional in life. And so we must choose positive habits that will serve to support our positive choices. And so we have to always constantly be evaluating ourselves, looking beneath the surface of everyday life in our lives and identifying negative habits that we need to get rid of, and then we need to embrace and adopt new habits that are positively helping us to change our lives, which is very, very important. Now, let's take a look at the next one. Number 6, you make the right choice when whatever you choose enhances your life and those around you. You know, we don't always know that we're making the right choice. We just have to make sure that we take the time to evaluate our decisions. And one of the ways to evaluate our decisions is to, you know, do a pros and cons list. You know, get the sheet of paper, draw a line, and on the left-hand side, write down the pros to making that choice, and then on the right-hand side, the cons to making that choice. You know, that old technique still works really well. But there's another way to know if you've made a right choice, because your consequences, the outcome, always will. That is guaranteed to you. It always will enhance your life in some way, and many times it will enhance the life of those around you as well. Number seven, you make the right choices when you choose to take a stand and realize that you have the power over your life's outcome, and it all starts with your choices. Is that not incredible or what? That you have the power, which is so very, very important. You know, we live in a society that's instantly gratified by almost everything. So I'm going to just take the example of weight loss products, okay? I have absolutely nothing against them. I encourage you that if you find one that works for you, you know, try it out. But at the same time, do you not know that simply choosing, okay, simply choosing to eat less processed food, to drink more water, and to exercise on a daily basis automatically is a choice that is going to lead you in a positive direction. So a lot of the things that people are seeking help from, a lot of it is really dealing with their inability to make a good choice or a good decision. And today we live in a society that's so instantly gratified that we don't want to work hard for what we need to have. We want it instantly. We want something that's going to make us lose 10 pounds in 2 days. And we want something that's going to help us drop down so many dress sizes, but we're not willing to work for it. And again, I have nothing against utilizing products that are going to help to enhance your weight loss. But in the same sense, we have to stop being and wanting things instantly, and we have to start realizing that nothing but good old-fashioned hard work is going to really give us the long-lasting result that we want. And so that's why it's so very, very important, again, ladies, to make the right choice. So I want to give you some examples of poor choices. Again, choosing to eat large quantities of processed food instead of vegetables, whole grains, and fruits, well, that choice leads to rapid weight gain and, over time, poor health, which in turn decreases your lifespan. Now, by the time, you know, 30 or 40 years have passed by, we have a lot of regret and remorse because we're not able to move as freely, our health is poor, and then we realize that we made some choices in life that were not good choices that have led to us having poor health. And so, again, the choices that you make today will be lasting and long effective on you, positively or negatively, and you need to keep that in mind. Let's take a look at another example of poor choices. Starting a business without having a clear strategy, knowing your target market, or not getting help in the areas you don't have knowledge in, well, those choices lead to you not making a profit in your business and possibly failing in your business, okay? Let's look at this. Staying in a toxic relationship for fear of being alone or not having support, well, that choice will lead you to a road of depression, a road of self-doubt. And, you know, I know many women who have been in that predicament, you know. And so, again, you have to take a stand for yourself. You have to fight for yourself. You have to fight to have power over your life. Here are some examples of positive choices. Choosing to exercise 30 minutes daily, well, this choice leads to increasing your lifespan and providing you with more energy to do the things that you set purpose to do. What about choosing to read a self-development book monthly? Well, again, as I told you before, this choice leads to increased knowledge and skills in a short period of time. It decreases your learning curve. And in actuality, if each of the author's books that you read, if each of those authors have 10 years of experience, and you read a book a month, that's over 125 years of knowledge you have gained. Is that not incredible or what? That's absolutely powerful. Here's another example of a positive choice. choosing to write your business strategy? Well, that choice leads to better focus, purpose, and direction for your business, thereby giving you more of an opportunity to see profit in your business. So, ladies, I know that what I am saying is not foreign to you. I know that you realize that you have to make a change about your choices. But listen, we can't listen to things like this as to what I am saying and not take action. You have to make a decision right now, ladies, and I mean right now, whether or not you are going to make choices that will lead you to a better and improved life for yourself. Each and every choice that you make is going to have a long-lasting effect on you. It is like putting money in the bank. And when you make poor choices, it's like taking money out of the bank. And when you make positive choices, it's like putting money in the bank. You are investing in a positive life that you want to have. You know, I realize now, of course, I'll be approaching the big 5-0 on the 24th of this month. And as I, you know, measure my life and look at what I have accomplished, I realize now that there were so many choices I could have made that could have left me at an even higher place. I am thankful to God for where I am right now. But I also realize that I didn't utilize all of the talent and the potential and the power of choice that God gave me. And so as a result, I'm having some lasting effects from some poor choices that I made. And, of course, I'm having some incredible positive effects from the positive choices that I made. And so, ladies, we have to start making the right choices for ourselves. And today, I want to encourage you, as you listen to me, I want you to ask yourself the question, what choices can I make today that can change my life today? Not tomorrow, not next week, but what choices can you make today that can have a positive and long-lasting effect on your life today? You see, we've got to stop putting things off for tomorrow and for the next day. We have to start living for today. We have to take a stance, okay? If you said you were going to start a business and you haven't started it yet, you've got to make a choice to set yourself down, put it on paper, make a choice to put some action to it today. If you said that you were going to call a certain number of people and let them know about your business, well, don't wait till tomorrow. Make the choice to do it today. If you said that one day you want to become a millionaire, well, look, it all starts with making just $1. Make the choice to make that dollar today. Ladies, we have got to stop thinking. We've got to stop thinking. We have got to take control of our lives. We have got to gain the power back. We have got to stop allowing our environment, problems that may have occurred in our childhood, problems that may have occurred in our marriage, with friendships, relationships, past business failures. We've got to stop letting all of that stagnate us or stop us from making a choice to take action and move forward with our lives. We've got to do it now, today, not tomorrow, but today. So I'm asking you to take a stand with me in making the choice to be an action taker and not an action faker. Remember, an action faker is someone that is so busy being busy. You're multitasking all over the place. But at the end of every week, you don't have any results. Maybe it made you feel good that you were busy, but at the end of the week, you're perplexed. You've got a big question mark on your forehead because you don't know what you were doing, but you do know that you haven't made any money. It's time for us to be action takers. And if you're going to be a six-figure incomer, if your goal is to be six figures this year, then you have to be an action taker. So I ask that you embrace taking actions today and making choices today. And when you do that, you will gain control over your life and you will begin to see your life soar in ways that you have never seen before. So I want to get some feedback. So I ask that you go to the Women About Biz social network
And you just let me know, what are you thinking about choices? What are you thinking about taking control of your life? Who has your power today? Do you have your power? Are you the one making the right choices for your life, or you're allowing others to impact your life? Well, I want you to make the choice. And so today, I want you to say to yourself, I will make positive and wise choices that will enhance my life and those around me. Again, I will make positive and wise choices that will enhance my life and those around me. Ladies, watch what you're making decisions on today and forever. Watch the choices that you're making. Remember, it can have a positive or a negative outcome on your life. Stay tuned next Monday, April the 9th, as we continue to talk about the power of choice. Take care, everybody.